like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they
to kill yourself by.
It's a catchy tune.
Hey!
Hey, we're here at Burning Bridges. Actually, it's, you know, Wednesday, quote-unquote Wednesday. Happy Yom Kippur.
Happy Yom Kippur.
We can't do it. We're actually pre-taping this yesterday, Tuesday. Because Brian can't do Wednesday because his kids have off on Yom Kippur, even though they're not dirty Jews.
I have to
Jews.
Go sweep out the synagogue. What can I? Gag is into hate. What can I tell you?
Man, so you're drinking now?
No, I'm not drinking. I mean, not yesterday or today. I was vomiting all day yesterday, but I think it was food poisoning. I
made myself. No, it's alcohol poisoning.
Well, whatever it is, I didn't drink yesterday. Yesterday I was a little shaky.
No kidding. Yeah. He called me up all panicking last night. Like, hey, is it possible we can do the show on a pre-tape?
Yeah.
Can we pre-tape? I go, I don't know. It was like late. And then he goes, maybe it's as simple as texting Allie to see if we can pre-tape. You think that's a thing? He goes, your kids don't have off? I go, no, they don't have off for Yom Kippur. No, they don't. And he's like, you should. That's weird. Is it?
Well, I live in a desirable part of town. There's lots of Jews where I live, so they need the day off to atone for their sins.
Desirable part. You just said yesterday you're hemorrhaging money, so it's not going to be long before you're moving.
I know.
To a less desirable neighborhood.
So, are you the Barry? Don't you live in the basement apartment in the Edgewater?
You remember that shit? Can you lend me some money?
We'll talk about it after this. The VIG is high, though. You don't know that you can pay it.
What's your drink of choice, by the way?
Alcohol.
Right. No. Hairspray. No, I mean, I like during the summer. I like to drink rosé. I don't drink beer.
A wine dude?
Oh yeah, for sure, wine. Yeah, I have a small collection.
But he drinks a lot of wine, like four or five bottles a day.
No, I don't drink. No, I usually drink two rosé.
No, you brag. You drink four bottles of wine a day.
I might get a little crazy.
Wine connoisseurs do not drink rosé.
No, you're right. I drink it because
so you and Joe DeRosa got drunk on Saturday night?
We got fucked up. Yeah.
And where? Your wife wasn't home?
Various comedy clubs. Apparently, I was a little inappropriate with somebody, but I don't really remember that.
I'm sure you'll be hearing about it in 20 years when the Me Too.
Right. I'm the
Me
Leslie,
Too, the
Leslie.
Second generation.
What do you mean inappropriate? Well, this is interesting.
Who told you? DeRosa?
Joe told me I was inappropriate.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think I might have been like,
go ahead.
I think I can say I never touch a gal, you know what I mean?
A gal? But,
Well, you're a drunk and you're very touchy anyway, and then you get drunk,
yeah.
You're a mess.
But it wasn't a big
I mean, I think you've done weird shit to Chad. Chad basically has mentioned
I walked in the bedroom when I was naked and I tried to get in bed with her, but I was totally sober. It was the morning. If you tell me you have a hard time, you don't like being touched.
Garrett, that's not weird.
Yeah, but,
he's eating.
Yeah, of course. But
no, you have a house guest, and you walk in, and he's
and
sleeping.
I barely knew him.
And you barely know him.
And I just went, I said, shh, don't make this weird. I said, I'll be done in a minute.
Oh,
he almost
so
jumped
creepy.
On the wall like a spider. Like, you know, like
he's
Spider-Man.
From Ohio. He don't need that shit.
No.
He's show business. Showbiz is creepy as it is, right, so, Barry?
Oh, Jesus.
What are you doing?
He's talking about the Korean War flashback, I think.
Yeah, I still want to get back to that inappropriate. That's interesting.
I think I was saying.
You think?
Was he Barbara Walters?
Yeah, right. So,
am I going to make you cry?
Inappropriate. Tell me about your father, Brian, on the eve of Yom Kippur. I probably said something racial or sexual or something that can be. Joe's been in L.A. for a little bit now, so it's like he's sort of like. He's gotten a little PC a little bit, but he's had his own kind of situations that he's dealt with. So everything's fine.
Was he
fine.
Drunk too?
Is Joe drunk too?
No, was he drunk that night?
He's probably pretty drunk. I mean, we were out until 4 in the morning, so it's hard to be out past like 2 and not, you know, and be like, I'll have another Diet
Coke.
And
where were you?
At some point, I remember we saw Sherrod Small.
That's always a bad sign.
Yeah, a table full of people. I don't know, a couple of like comedy clubs. We didn't go to the Cellar. But just like very like the East Side or Eastville or whatever the fuck, New York Comedy Club, and then we went to somewhere. I just ran around, town.
I wanted the dirt. I came from Jersey for dirt, man. This is so boring,
it's hard for me to say, yo, sorry, homie. No, I mean, dog.
You know what a 70-year-old guy says, yeah, it's boring. Right?
You said I'm not a real nigga. But
boring.
Yeah, what I mean is that I was in a kind of a blackout, so it's hard for me to sit here and tell you in a blackout. Yeah, I remember I offered to suck Rachel Feinstein's size 9 feet or something like that.
A blackout with rosé wine?
No, I was drinking whiskey and stuff that was Saturday night.
What's your whiskey choice?
Maker's Mark and ginger ale. With no fruit. I'm fruity enough. Or in the summer, because you don't drink brown liquor in the summer. What are we, Filipinos? So in the summer you drink clear liquor. So I like a flavored vodka and club soda with two limes.
Gotcha.
If you're at a bar, it's a good tip, Kevin, when you go out to cocktail bars. If you order two limes in a drink, then you always know it's your drink.
Yes.
Because everyone has got one lime.
Yes.
So you go, oh, that's a Brendan. It's a Brendan cocktail. But he likes gin and tonics.
Gotcha.
What do you drink, Barry? Do you drink it all?
I drink a variety. Depends on the mood.
Okay.
Never rosé.
No, well.
No, that's kind of gay.
Never suck a dick either, probably. So you're missing out on all the fun. So, all right. Well, that's good. So, Kevin, how are you doing?
Good. I mean, you guys are really...
lighting up the show.
You guys are really...
I know. Like, Chad, call in. Save it.
It's like a Food Network infomercial. Right. Never rosé.
Remember Chad didn't know what a crepe was? It still blows my mind.
Real men do not drink rosé.
Back to Chad and the crepe.
No, we're not going back to crepe. We will move forward.
You haven't had a drink today.
No, I have not had a drink today. Hand to God. I just had a tea over at Andrew's Coffee Shop. I sat there and I ordered a Greek rice pudding. And they were like, "What happened to rice pudding?" I'm like, "What the fuck kind of coffee shop is this?" And I'm
great. You're like, "What the fuck? Give me a bottle of whiskey." Yeah, you're just looking for an excuse to drink.
Yeah,
There's no rice pudding. Yeah, well, God, let me talk to the manager.
Hey, cooking sherry in a straw.
No, when you're trying to quit anything, you're just ready to snap. Just so you can, like, something. When I used to smoke cigarettes, I'd be like, "I'm gonna quit smoking," and then you know, anything would set me off. I'd be like, "I need a cigarette."
Red light.
God damn it. Yeah.
So the tea, like just plain tea, or you're a connoisseur?
Chamomile with a little honey,
like chamomile.
And yellow honey and...
Two limes?
No. You're a goose. You imagine limes in a chamomile
tea. Good callback,
though. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, he's a pro.
Yeah, I'm in show business.
How was Jack Parr?
What gig did you get? He said he got a gig canceled. Can you talk about it? Tonight,
but this is going to be heard tomorrow, so we can't even get any sort of promo on it, right?
Well, you're not trying to promo a gig you're not doing, are you?
That's correct. But since you asked, tonight, Tuesday night, Levity Live, CC Sabathia of the Yankees is hosting.
I know about that gig.
Excuse me?
I know about that gig.
Yo, I got knocked off.
No, isn't Leslie Jones involved with it?
I don't think so.
I think she was last year.
Lunell is going to be the star of the show.
If you have a time machine,
Little
folks.
Nell?
Huh?
Lunell?
Lunell, who's related to Lil Rel.
Just by name or by blood?
Just a bad joke.
Oh.
Is there any other kind? So, folks, if you have a time machine, make sure to fire up the DeLorean and go to wherever the hell the place is. So, what, you got bumped for whom?
They originally were going to have a lineup of 9 comics for 9 positions on the baseball field.
Gotcha.
And somebody, probably a Jew,
uh-huh,
who want to cut the budget,
right,
cut Barry Ribs, because I am the low dude on the totem pole. Okay, nobody knows me except one person on this burning bridges. One person. I'm not a draw. This is a sensitive issue, Brian.
I only book you because I see you on the PATH train.
What position?
I'm known in public transportation.
What position would you have played had you gotten the gig that you were sort of promised? Like, were you like the...
tight end.
Left out.
Yeah. Well, like your private
tight
life?
End.
I'm guessing more like the catcher.
What, because he's gay?
Yeah,
that's
anal
a cheap
joke.
Well, at least you know one of the positions on a baseball field.
Yeah, there's that one, and then there's a shortstop.
Remember
how unlucky Luke Gehrig was?
Brian, I got a question.
Yeah, but
I had this conversation.
He's the
with
luckiest
somebody.
Man. I would like to get my version of that speech. You motherfuckers. Should have happened to you or you or you. Why the fuck did
kids?
It happen to me? You miserable pricks. I'm a good baseball player, and I got fucking my own disease. At least I got it named after me.
Yeah.
At least I got something from that, but I'd be so fucking pissed. I'd be fucking
drunk
ridiculous.
Drunk up there, already started to tremor and twitch a little bit.
So, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, Kevin. I'm sorry to interrupt this.
No, please. Go right ahead. The Barry Rib Show.
Can a man be bisexual?
No.
I don't believe in bisexuality. And I can cite a particular...
For men and women?
Well, you asked me about a man. So, hold on. So, there's this guy in my neighborhood,
yes,
and he was married
for
a while.
What's his name? Bisexual Steve?
Right, right. Hey, he plays both ways, Dave. Anyway, so he was married and very unhappily
married.
This is
just married. A yes or no.
Very no. Well, okay, yeah, no. There's a come on. What else?
We only got five
about?
More hours on
yeah,
this shit.
But he was married unhappily to a woman who didn't like me because she thought I was inappropriate. It turns out he was having
he's always inappropriate.
He was having an affair. He was having an affair. He was getting fucked in the ass by this friend of mine who I've known forever. They met at my house at a cocktail party, and so now he's being gay with this guy. Meanwhile, I'm inappropriate.
He's being gay with this guy.
So then about 6 months ago, he goes, "Look, Jen and I are getting separated. I'm bisexual." And I go, "Okay." And I ran away on the street. He goes, "You ever heard of Grindr?" I said, "No." He goes, "I mean all these great guys." And I said, "Yeah, you might want to throw a girl in here every once in a while if you're going to keep calling yourself bisexual." And now he's totally gay. I think bisexuality is just kind of like the speed bump on the road to homosexuality, if you want to know my opinion.
Yeah, it's transitioning.
Yeah, it's transitioning.
Yeah, you gotta, you'd be like, "Ah, you know what? I don't know. I like everything." And then you're like, "You know what?
It's so different. How can you like both?"
Sometimes were you gay first?
No. I've had one. You know, I can't even get into it. But
I've had a lot of times guys who look like you turn gay, like that Leonard Bernstein. They fuck enough women and they're like, "You know what?" But I think he was a queen all along. His kids always suspect. They always knew he fucked men.
Yeah, no. Leonard Bernstein was a total.
And Stephen Sondheim, right? Because you're an authority.
Yeah, and Andrew Lloyd Webber also. Yeah, gotcha. They're all.
Calvin Klein, there's rumors about him.
I was so funny. Years ago, I worked in a restaurant in 1991. I was a food runner, and it was a place called Cafe.
I think you already told this story.
With the fork in the thing?
What is it? Give us a punchline.
Okay, well, basically what happened was, so somewhere in this restaurant, very, very, super, like, trendy. There was it's called Cafe Tabac, and I was the food runner, and Calvin Klein sitting there, and I used to be a very attractive guy, and I put the food in front of him, and it was a quail with a fork and the wild rice, like, stuffed in the cavity.
A Dan quail, or no?
Oh, no, but he can't even spell tomato, potato. So I put the food in front of him, and he grabs my arm, and he goes,
Why are you touching me?
Oh, relax. He goes, look, the fork is fucking the chicken. The fork is fucking. I was like, "Calvin Klein, you're fucking weirdo, man." Like, that was it.
He was saying that?
Yep. So
in
next
front of who?
Man, it was either a table of people, like eight people. It was like Terrence Trent D'Arby, fucking Calvin Klein, like, I don't know, Cindy Crawford.
Bob Hope.
Did you know that? Did Norm MacDonald fuck Cindy Crawford? No, Elle McPherson.
Elle McPherson, yeah.
Isn't that great? Good for him. That is world class. I saw Norm MacDonald and Elle McPherson in that restaurant. That girl was a fucking knockout.
And then when Jimmy Fallon got Weekend Update, he was touring with Barry Sobel, a well-known homosexual.
Do you really think Jimmy Fallon's gay?
100%. There's no doubt. And it's uncanny that nobody else is going along with. I mean, there's no proof because he's married and he has kids. But he hasn't fucked anybody to have kids is also my point.
Oh, they did like IBF or something?
Yeah, because she was old. But again, that's why you marry an older woman, because then she can't. She only has a couple of cycles to get pregnant on.
Well, there's the other.
But if he was, my point is, I asked Norm. I go, "Did you get less pussy when you got Update? Were you hanging around with renowned homosexuals?" He goes, "No."
Yeah, get a lot more.
So when you go on tour with, it makes no sense.
Right.
It makes no sense.
Well, did you see Norm on The View talking about?
Yeah, he's a mess.
He was a pussy there.
He's confused. Everybody's confused. Because you don't have free speech. When you don't have free speech, so you get confused. You're like, "What am I?" Then if you make a joke, even a joke he made was kind of inappropriate.
Man.
He said, "I barely have consensual sex."
That's good.
So no, but that's basically implying that
he rapes a lot.
That he barely has that. So it's barely consensual. So it's like that's basically implying that he's date raping people.
Right.
You know.
I lost a lot of respect.
No, but he meant that he barely has sex.
Right.
He barely has normal sex.
It's where you find the emphasis on the word. It's like, "I barely have consensual sex."
But again, he's not out. He doesn't have a regular life. He doesn't have a wife, a kid. He has kids older, so he lives in basically a bubble. He doesn't interact with people a lot. So he lives in a figment of his imagination, you know.
I heard Mike Myers is gay.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Well, if I keep saying it, maybe he'll call me. I have the.
How many times are you gonna say Mike Myers is gay?
I have the Blu-ray of that fucking stupid. Indie
because
movie.
I already did the joke, Mike Myers from Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
Open that door.
I'm a big shag him.
No, hey, what do you
shag? Yeah,
maybe buy a shag rug.
That was my nickname when I was a kid. Shag.
Why?
Because I fucked a lot.
Get out of here, really?
Because I used to shag golf balls.
What does shag mean? On a golf ball.
They would like have a practice range. They would hit the ball and you pick it up.
Like you would pick and then bring the ball back?
Yeah, they would. Yeah, I would. They would get. I would get paid to basically just. They would hit the ball. I would pick it up, put it in a bag, And then when they were done, they'd wave me in, and then they'd pay me. But I could do it like 8-10 times a day. First the guy called me Super Shag, and then it got reduced to Shag.
Kevin, how many women you think you have fucked over the years? Be honest.
Also include fucked over.
Dozens or hundreds?
It's the worst interview ever.
I'm interviewing you now because I got my shades on.
I would say I think I counted when I was on a hot streak. I think I was around 50 or something.
So you're about 50. You've done 50, about 50?
55 maybe.
Some of them comedy groupies, right?
Yeah, for a while I was fucking some groupies. And then, but they, you know, whatever. I don't even know.
50, God bless. That's a good number.
What about you, Barry?
We're going around the room.
Oh, we are?
You?
Yeah. My number's really no good.
Probably a dozen or less, right?
I would say like under. I mean, if you count like sexual experiences, then it gets a lot.
Fucking.
Okay, all right.
You're talking about hand jobs?
Yeah, exactly.
Are
we talking about just girls?
Hand job place?
Right. What about trips to the Philippines?
I'm talking about pets?
Yeah. No, I would say under 20. Yeah.
That's sad.
Well,
why is it sad?
That's sad, man. You know Kevin Brennan, man.
How many women have you fucked, the Great Barry Ribs?
Less than him.
Yeah.
For real?
That's sad.
Why am I not surprised by that at all?
That's sad. We're both sad.
We're not sad.
We're both sad.
I feel like we're in the green room getting ready to do a TV show. This is not a TV show.
I feel like we're the green room ready to get chemotherapy.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, we're in bad, bad shape.
How many T-cells do you have,
Barry? Married how many times?
Just once, and probably that's the last. First and done. Probably.
You think you're done? Well, you're done with a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Scuba diving. Yeah.
Solid bowel movement.
Jesus Christ. How old are you now, 80?
Between 50 and deceased. I said that last time.
Yeah, but it still works. Plus, we'll edit it out this time.
You got that to 64, probably. Huh? 64 and deceased.
Yo, listen.
I'm not spring chicken, but I look good.
You do look good, actually. I hate to say it.
The other day, I was doing Kumia's show, and I was sitting on the couch, and they gave me like a close up without my glasses on. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ!
Yeah.
I'm just fucking beautiful, man. Yeah.
Yo, listen.
My blue eyes.
Car from Ivory.
Listen, Jesus. I don't mean to drop names, but I just did a gig with Donnell Rawlings, right? And he said
Ashy.
To me, yeah. And he said to me, Kevin and Brian, he said to me, Barry, you still look good like as long as I know you. And he was inferring I'm still old looking.
Right.
But I still look good as an old dude. Okay.
Well, it's like when
comedy makes you young.
What do you expect him to say? You look like shit?
Donnell never talks to me, so that's an ultimate compliment.
Well, you probably went gray young. You're kind of baldish. You probably went baldish a little young.
Excuse me, Brian. I did not go gray young, okay?
All right.
Stop starting rumors.
I'm just saying, like guys that go bald young, they kind of
What did you
always...
look like as a young man, though?
Mickey Rooney?
I got something on my phone that we should have pre-interviewed or whatever. You would not believe what I looked like in my early 20s.
But how come you weren't fucking more tail then?
Yeah, and is there a long cord for your phone to get into the studio from Edgewater?
Kevin, I was sort of a late bloomer, man.
You're still blooming.
I got, when I started, Brian?
Yes?
I got a lot of bitches. I was on a hot streak.
At least
just
eight,
like
sounds like.
Huh?
I said at least eight, it sounds like. I mean, you said you only fucked like 12 girls, but...
When you first started, what, stand-up?
Yo, Kevin, listen. I was all stored up, and when I got the first poo-tang...
Oh, you must have shot... You must have crushed that pussy.
Yeah. I drowned the bitch.
Three fractures in her skull. I fucked that up.
You cannot believe the first one, what she looked like, man. Straight out of Playboy magazine.
Big old 70s bush.
Shout out to Edie.
She had staples in her.
I can't believe what I got on the first one.
Guys are still bragging about. She looked like she was right out of Playboy and Penthouse.
Yo, man. I couldn't believe I got
Wii?
That.
Remember the magazine
Remember Gallery?
Yeah. How about Cherry? You remember Cherry?
Cherry was now we're going back.
We really are.
No, we used to steal them We used to go to the drugstore, the magazine store. We would get like a Newsweek and shove a Playboy in the middle. And
sure.
Like we were like 10-year-old kids buying Newsweek. People want to know what Gerald Ford's thinking. That's fucking hilarious. But they didn't give a fuck, you know? They would just hold up the magazine and then we go out and do a fucking circle jerk because we had to share it.
Yeah, it's like Woody Allen from Bananas. He goes into the shop and he buys all the magazines and he goes, I need a price on giant tits. Woody Allen's just like, what about giant pussy lips weekly? I got a price on this one. Just put it in the bag, it's fine.
You'd have to be a Woody Allen fan to get that, right?
He was working there.
No, he was wanting to go buy some pornos, but he also I'll take a National Review, Harper's Index, Newsweek, Time. Oh yeah, I'll just get one of these two and a couple of these.
I was reading about the thing. Speaking of Woody Allen,
yep.
Because now they're pushing back. Mia Farrow's pushing back and everything.
Right.
But I read that story, her side of the story. It was in Vanity Fair from a bunch of years, like 10 years ago. First of all, he don't really have a case because even if he didn't fuck around with his Dylan.
Yeah.
He still fucked Sun Yi. He's like, how could I rob a bank? Like, he basically accused a guy of robbing a bank, and he's like, I would never rob a bank. But then he's robbing a fucking drugstore. You know what I mean? He's still doing fucked up shit because he didn't have to fuck. And plus, he thought Sun Yi was going to be like a fling.
Right.
He thought she would just get tired of it.
The heart wants what it wants.
Yeah, but he's a creep.
Yeah, he's a creep.
He's a fucking creep.
I would never.
So at that point in his career, he could have basically had all these women, all kinds of actors would basically throw themselves at him, and he's like, "Let me fuck her." It's just the guy's fucked up. So you can't really. He has no credibility. Is my point. If he was in court, he'd have no credibility because he's already fucking his wife's.
Longtime girlfriend.
Ronan Farrow says he calls Woody Allen my dad and my brother-in-law. Oh, that's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
No, but seriously, imagine if your dad is married to your sister.
It's the world's worst Thanksgiving.
Kevin wouldn't get this, but you would because you're a Jew.
Sure.
Woody Allen's a nebbish. You know what? Tell Kevin what that is.
I know what a nebbish is.
You know what a nebbish is?
You know what a mishkite is? He's a mishkite.
I saw that Broadway Danny Rose. Come on. Come me some slack.
Gotcha.
My dad used to say, come me some slack.
You know what Chad Zumbach is? He's a hazer. I love that word. Hazard is somebody's always asking for favors. Like, he always wants to go up in front of you and stuff. Like, kind of open for you. I mean, I'm not sure.
I saw a guy with a big hat yesterday on the treadmill.
What?
I'm like, nobody needs a hat on the treadmill.
Right.
Because it's like, I could see you wearing a hat outside, but like, these guys with their fucking hats, it's like.
I hate hats.
It's just, and they think that like makes them like boyish, and it's just sad. Eddie and fucking
Chad. Eddie's got a nice head of hair too.
No, like, not really. He's got a fucked up, he's got like a five head, like his hair is thinning, but it doesn't look good.
It looks better.
But him wearing a hat.
Yeah.
It's just like all these guys wear hats. Like this guy who lives in my building, he was at the pool, he's like got a hat, sunglasses on, like you're not Jon Stewart. Nobody's gonna fucking like it's like that look where like I wear a hat and if I'm going out in the city because I don't want to get recognized, but it's like I have the sunglasses, the dark and the hat. It's like for what? What are you who are you fucking hiding from? Oh, that's my look. And the beard.
And the big flat brim to me is weird. And then
it's so sad. But people are just, they're all fucking copiers. They're like, oh, I want to do that look too. That's the look.
One of my gay friends was fucking this guy in the shower. And the guy wouldn't take his baseball
hat
off.
True story?
Yeah, true story, yeah. So he goes, the whole time we're like in the bathroom, we're making out,
Wait, and it's raining on his hat?
No, yeah. They were just like, they think it's a kind of macho. Like the whole thing about gay community now is to not look gay. But they end up looking really gay. Like they're like, oh yeah, I'm not gay, so I'm gonna wear like tight jeans and a tank top and like a Braves hat, and I'm gonna break the brim, and you know, have a little stubble. Meanwhile, you're like, God, you look like you're fucking the mayor of Castro Street. I don't know.
You know, Castro Street. We're not even.
I don't know.
It's in San Francisco. Yeah. We're not even close to there. Right. You're like we're doing a San Francisco cable access. Oh, I just saw him on Castro Street.
I think I ate too much fried cerroni last night.
Oh, I'd love to see you throw up. You threw up how many times yesterday?
Yesterday was unbelievable. I didn't bring it in the studio.
Wait, did you guys watch the Emmys last night?
I made my own vomit bag. Look, it's over there, right there.
Where is it?
It's a little brown thing there with the paper plastic bag.
Is it inside?
Yep.
Did you guys see the Emmys last night?
I didn't. I don't watch TV.
He doesn't have a TV.
You don't watch TV?
I don't watch TV for years. I heard the Emmy
sucked. It was produced by, you know who produced it?
Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels. You know what the Outstanding Varieties? They won the Outstanding Varieties Sketch Series.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you know what they're up against?
What?
At Home with Amy Sedaris, Drunk History, I Love You, America with Sarah Silverman, Portlandia, and Tracy Ullman's Show.
Is that, we just do a wipe or something?
It's like they're fucking, it's like he rigged the fucking contest. Because yeah. they used to be in with the late night talk shows, Outstanding Variety Talk Series, but I guess they couldn't win that. So, of course they're going to win. He's producing it.
Right.
And it's fucking Amy Sedaris' Drunk History? That's a fucking sketch show?
Are they even shows? Or are they on like
No, they're like these shows that nobody watches. They're all just random. Tracy Ullman show. I didn't even know she had it. I thought, is that from the 1990 show? What the fuck is that?
She back.
Portlandia? No, I didn't even know that was still on the air. Sarah Silverman? I'm surprised they didn't give it to her. But like, he produced it.
Right.
He produced the fucking show, huh?
A cronyism.
No, he produced the show.
Yeah, and he gave himself
Bill
an award.
Bill Hader won. And my wife's like, there's no way he should have won. A fucking John Mulaney won. The show was horrible. Neil was one of the presenters.
Oh, cool.
Neil Brennan.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Chappelle were presenters. And my wife's like, Neil probably used his SNL, his like Seth Meyers connections, and said like, how about I bring you this one of the top niggers in the game? Oh, how about if I bring you?
He used the N word.
How about if I bring you? No, because that's how they talk behind closed doors.
Sure.
How about if I bring you one of the top coons in the game? And they're like, yeah, I'm sure that's what happened. And then people are like texting me like, my wife comes running. I wasn't even taking a shit. I was pissing because I had to go do a spot. So my wife goes, what are you doing? I thought she wanted to take a shit or something. And I come out. She goes, your brother was a presenter.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what? And then I went out to do spots. Sally Liz is like, your brother was a presenter? I'm like, yeah. I don't even know how the fuck. But it's like, it becomes like this thing where it's like, it's so incestuous. It's like, you could like, basically buy your way onto, it's just fucking, it's bizarre.
Did everyone still
so like the fact that he's like, he gives himself an award?
Right.
And then he made Betty White. Can you get the Betty White
fucking? Oh my
fucking,
God, I heard that on Howard today.
She's still alive?
Yeah, she's
yeah, and then she had to compliment Lorne Michaels. She right. had to say something like she did him, like, I don't know if she implied that she fucked him, but she sputtered it out. It was just complete gibberish.
Really
so
awful.
She was ad-libbing. She was ad-libbing, which were funny, but to her to like read a fucking off the teleprompter,
yeah.
And she was like, you had no idea what the fuck she was saying. I'm like, why are they doing this to this fucking lady? That's when you go like, show business is, it's like sick.
Sure,
it's like,
her and Kirk Douglas out there, that would've been great.
He's alive?
Yeah, he's doing
no,
great.
They have Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas does a joke about like if you don't win, it's great because then you can carry all that anger around you for the rest of your life. Somebody else does the same joke. That fucking Kate McKinnon, I think she did the same joke like less than a half hour later. Because I was just sitting there. My wife turned it on. I said, "Oh, the Emmys are tonight, right?" And then she put it on, and I was watching. I'm like, "Are they fucking clueless? Like they couldn't like take that joke out?" It's just you just go like, "Oh God." I mean, the Oscars are bad enough, but the Emmys are just become. It's like fucking. What's this? And then a guy proposed. Yeah, let's watch this.
Oh, my goodness.
They had to wheel her out.
I'd still fuck her. Out of her social security card check.
Imagine how dry her pussy is.
I make it wet.
Thank you. I'm just going to quit while I'm ahead.
Good one.
Oh, my God. Goodness, goodness, goodness. I just, this is very exciting. I thought the biggest, most exciting night I'd ever had, I'm talking to Lorne Michaels now, was the night that he gave me an honor. But boy, you topped yourself tonight, Lorne. Oh.
What did she say?
Nothing. She said nothing.
No.
Now people are kissing her.
You think I'm going to miss a chance when I get it?
So she's ad-libbing fine, but she can't.
Believe me, this goes back to Somebody said something.
It's like watching somebody drown.
The other day about First Lady of Television, and I took it as a big compliment, and then I heard her talking to her daughter a little later, and she said, "Well, no, First Lady, yeah, she's that old. She was the first one way back." Oh, but little did I dream then that I would be here, and it's
what?
It's incredible that I'm still in this business, that I'm still, and you are still putting up with me. No, I believe me. No, I'm thanking you.
This shit is torture.
It's incredible that you can stay in a career this long and still have people put up with you.
Probably sucked a lot of dick.
I wish they did that at home.
So how old is she? 100, right?
I want to thank.
She still does anal.
Oh boy.
For doing not only this tonight, but all the wonderful things he's done with me and
some more Lorne Michaels stuff.
For me.
She's still looking for a job. It's amazing.
Why is she? Lauren's done nothing for her.
All I can say is, it's such a blessed business to be in, and how lucky can I be?
I get Barry ribs.
And how much I say, thank you to each and every one of you. Thank
she
you.
She sounds like the chef. What was the chef's name? The woman.
Barry, you started with her, right?
Julia Child.
She sounded like Julia Child. When you get to be 100, you start sounding like Julia Child.
She's playing shortstop.
She sounds like Wanda Sykes. When you get to be 100, you start sounding like a black woman.
She sounds like a...
baby!
Did you ever... I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I can't... why is she kissing Lauren? Lauren's never given her a job in her life. Lauren's such a fucking egomaniac. He basically made the show about him.
Sure.
You have to come up and thank me. Oh, my God. God, it's fucking, it's just unbelievable.
Would you be interested, can I show you my favorite old president acceptance speech?
Oh, my God.
While we're sitting here?
No, I'm not, Kirk Douglas?
No, it's Sinatra.
No, I don't want to disrespect Sinatra.
Yo, Kevin, I don't think you, me, or Brian are going to be on the SNL cast. I think we burned that bridge.
Well, hey.
Because it is.
No, it's just
because it is.
Yeah.
It's just, I wouldn't worry
she
about
also
it.
Wants the job, though. I mean, she's still looking for a job.
What?
She's like, hey,
no,
Lauren.
She's not. She can't even fucking talk.
Don't tell her that.
Why is she thanking Lauren? Lauren did not. Look, she's worked her whole life. Lauren's done nothing for her.
Was she reading off a teleprompter?
Huh?
Was she reading off a teleprompter?
Yeah, that's why she didn't know what the fuck she was saying.
Like,
ask the producer to get her age.
I've never seen somebody just eat a line
how
like
old
that.
Is Betty White, please.
She's 96.
Is she 96?
So she's like, she didn't even say. She said nothing, and everyone's like,
yeah.
I had a fantasy.
No, that's why. That's
this.
Why show business has just become like this. Like,
nobody cares.
No, she's old. So she's old. So she. Right, you must feel that sometimes because they expect nothing from you. Like if you do your joke, they're like, "This guy remembered his joke."
That's right.
Just getting up there, unscrewing the microphone. They're like, "Yay!"
I surprise a lot of people. They can't believe that I remember my jokes.
What's your opening line? You must have opening line about your age, right?
No.
What's your opening joke?
At Gorbachev.
Basically, I like to switch it up, you know, because I get bored.
Yeah,
I get
sure.
bored and shit. You know what I mean?
Take chances.
But I will basically tell the crowd how long I'm in the biz.
That's an old joke.
What do you say? What do you say?
I got to do my set. They need to come this week to some of my gigs so they could hear live
no,
what
just
I
give
do.
Them a, give them a tease. Give them a taste.
Tickle their ass
with
a feather.
First one's free.
Well, because the majority of the crowd are millennials, so I will say to the crowd,
right?
It is true, when you get older, life gets better. Unless you end up looking like the professor from Back to the Future. That's one of my openers.
Okay.
That's
all right,
a good joke.
That's, okay. That works.
That's a good joke.
You should wear a long white lab coat.
And do...
I do not need to be a Christopher Lloyd impersonator.
Can you do an impression?
Oh, it's great to be here, kid.
Hey, I'm on Taxi.
Hey, okay.
Wait. So, do you do it? You don't do an impression of him. You don't engage them with.
Hell
an
impression? No. I'm Barry motherfucking Ribs. Okay. Yeah. I do not need to do an impression of somebody famous. Okay. Thank you.
Because you're already practically famous.
I'm Facebook famous.
What's that mean?
Ask Kevin.
Kevin.
I don't even know what that means.
What, you like, you have friends on Facebook?
Everybody on Facebook that's my friend knows who I am.
Well,
I got 3,000 fans, thank you.
Okay. So it's Barry Ribs comedy
or
something?
Have you tried to sell a record or anything? Have you tried to sell anything?
I'm gonna do a tape, a special like everybody else. When I got a good 60 minutes, that'll be in about 10 years.
60 minutes?
60 minutes in 10 years, I'll have a tight 60.
When you'll be 80.
And change.
You know, before I saw... Listen,
that should be the show. I got a tight 60 and I'm 80.
That's such a great title.
Before seeing Betty White, this is really true. I had a fantasy that I was going to be another Bob Hope, be on stage 90 to 100 years old.
Sure.
I think I've cut that down. There's no way in hell I want to perform like that senile, old, crusty bitch.
I don't, but I can't imagine. It looked so fuck. It was like a roast of Lorne Michaels. It was like a tribute to Lorne Michaels. He has people coming out. Betty White has nothing to do with him. She has to fucking start talking about him and then finish talking about him. It was an award for her. What the fuck is she thanking him for? It's the Emmys. It's not the fucking the Lornies.
It's a really great improv, by the way. The Lornies. But no, I think she's probably a guest on SNL in the last 20 years, you know, because she had a good run playing like the sassy old lady.
So everybody was a guest. Everyone's been a guest fucking host. Louis was a guest host like 4 times.
Right.
Now they won't even fucking have him on.
No, I think Louis officially done, unfortunately.
By the way, getting back to Norm MacDonald, what did he say that he had to go on The View and apologize? What I forgot.
He was just kind of this rambling. He gave a rambling audio interview to a guy from The Hollywood Reporter.
Go ahead.
Oh, it was audio?
It was audio, yeah. Talking about how he was defending.
Then why? How'd they take it out of context? They edited it?
They just edited it. They just took it. And also, it's not really out of context. He's like, you know, why are you destroying someone's career because they made a mistake? Like, he said a lot of shit.
He said they lost their career. They lost everything in one day. And then the reporter basically implied like, well, how about the victims? He goes,
oh, yeah.
they didn't lose everything like that. He basically he corrected it to say they didn't lose everything in one day. They were raped over a period of time.
So it's like
they were disrespected. So the point is, Norm's an idiot. I'll say it to the fucking end of time. He's a fucking idiot. He's just dumb. He plays the dumb guy, and then he says dumb stuff, and people are like, what do you mean? And he goes, you know, I'm dumb. I'm from Canada. But he's not dumb. He plays the dumb guy when it's convenient, you know? But he's stupid in a sense that, like, just stay out of it. Just say they're friends of mine, and I'd rather not get into it because it's a mess. It's a fucking mess on either side. But you know, Norm tries to be, I don't know. He's like dumb and smart at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, he's a brilliant guy comedically. But, like, in real life, he's got some real issues.
He's a social retard, in other words.
Yeah, he's like a tell can't function. A tell doesn't function off stage.
Like
that's
a Dan Adam.
Dan Adam. A tell talks to Jave Juskow like 10 times a day because he needs to bounce thing off of somebody. But he doesn't interact with regular people. He doesn't have anybody going like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, Norm doesn't either. Norm hasn't had a girlfriend since Elle McPherson and went to that fucking restaurant with her. Like, he hasn't had a girlfriend in forever. Attell hasn't. So nobody's telling them, you're a fucking idiot. Juskow needs money from Attell because Juskow's got a huge... I don't give a fuck. Burning bridges. Juskow's got a huge gambling problem. So Attell has to always give money. But in the process, Juskow has to talk to him 10 times a day.
But does Dave have that much money?
Who?
To give the Juskow guy money?
Millions.
Millions. No, he don't have millions. He has money to give Juskow money.
Okay.
I mean, how much does Juskow need? He's not a huge gambling problem.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's just a loser. He's a loser.
If Attell wasn't Attell, you think he'd be getting punani?
He's not getting punani now.
That's sad. That's sad, Brian.
No, because he don't want, he doesn't try, he thinks women are all Sarah Silverman, they all want something from him, and he's ruined. But he has nobody, like my wife will go like, you're a fucking idiot, and I'll go, I'll go, fuck you, but maybe I'll, like, I'm okay. Maybe she's got a point, you know? But if you don't have a fucking, somebody telling you you're a fucking idiot to kind of correct you a little bit or keep you, like, in some kind of line, then you, right? I mean, your girlfriend tells you all the time, right, Barry? My point is, you can't go 30 years. You can't go 30 years without a fucking relationship, because then after a while, you're like, you're like a fight, these guys on the train that just wear the same fucking coat.
Yeah, no,
you
for
know?
No, for sure.
Who I the think, fuck is this?
I don't know. Who is it? Hello?
It's Teamster.
Teamster Tim.
Oh, Teamster Tim. Hey, what's up, buddy? Good to see you. All right.
Attell's like a nebbish, right? He's like
gonna,
a Woody Allen nebbish.
Like Teamster Tim says he's going
to... Mostly to people.
I thought it was
stage.
Fucking Robert Plant. Jesus Christ.
He let his hair grow? I bet he looks good.
Wait, I thought you were having issues.
Welcome to the club.
That's the most somber show.
No, it's okay.
Betty White, Teamster Tim. You got to talk into the mic if you're going to talk. It's like a real world episode where he's in a confessional.
Like, what's his issues?
I needed a break.
What happened?
I just got some family stuff going on.
Oh, I thought you had health issues.
Nah.
All right. So you can't talk about it, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Hey, we're one of those outside storm clouds right here in the old studio there. But I do think, like, if you're single for a really long time, you have nobody to bounce your bullshit off of.
That's what I just said.
I know, I'm agreeing with you. Okay. I'm saying, like, it's the same thing. It's like you can't, you know, then.
Even Hitler dated.
Even
you know
Hitler,
what I mean?
He had a girlfriend.
Even she was like, all of them?
Yeah.
You want to kill all of them?
Did he have side pieces?
No, he only had one testicle.
He killed them all. What do you mean? Yeah. So he would fuck them and then throw them right in the furnace.
His little cousin committed suicide. And yeah, right, exactly.
His cousin committed suicide?
Yeah.
He probably fucked her, right?
He like locked her up in like a he jumped out a window of like a fancy apartment building in Berlin in like 1936 or something.
Why? Because he was a...
Because he was like, he tortured her. He wouldn't let her go anywhere. He like locked her in a room and he would come in.
How did he get so powerful? How was he like?
You really want to go into a discussion about the Weimar Republic right now?
No, I'm just saying it was like Lauren Michaels. Everyone's like, "Hey, Lauren,
okay.
Hey, Brian. Betty White's got to thank Lauren Michaels. She's 96. She don't even need the money. So what the fuck is she thanking him for? How about thank the fucking Emmy committee or whatever the fucking Emmy?
She's
what
96.
Do you call
it? We got that.
96? Yeah, she's 96. How about thanking the Emmy fucking Teamsters?
Well,
whatever
they're called.
Yeah, the man upstairs, yeah, Steven Spielberg.
It's been a long run. I'm gonna holler at you in about 6 months.
Is it true that Adolf, when he dated a woman, they had to grow a mustache? Is that true?
No. But he did invent the Hitler pussy hair thing.
The strip.
Oh, look at you! Like the comic strip. You'll be up there wearing.
The comic strip. The club?
Yeah.
That's a passe. That's not a hot club. No, that's a passe.
Yeah, but you don't have to work the hot clubs if you're just trying to work out material. It doesn't have to be a hot club.
But you have to have a crowd there.
Yeah, they have a crowd there.
Yeah, what?
There.
One night a week?
I was there a couple weekends ago. I'm there not this week, on the following weekend. The comic strip. I'm making a comeback. I'll be at Laugh It Up Comedy Club this Saturday, the 22nd.
Where's
with
that?
Aaron Berg in Poughkeepsie. It's
right
off
the train.
Right off the fucking train. You get the train, you get off, it's right there. You can see it from the train station. Mwah.
Is that racist group you belong with, Berg and shit, that you hate? What is the name of that group?
Aaron Berg's a Jew.
But there's a group you're in with Berg and Gino Bisconte. Am I right? The three of you?
We call it White Guys Matter.
Yeah.
First of all, we did one show. It didn't fucking click. It worked. I mean, Aaron said it'll work in Canada, but we haven't booked it.
It's called White Guys Matter, eh?
Yo, those are three of the best comics going. Yo.
No, you know why it works? You know why it works up there? Because they don't have a Second Amendment or First Amendment. So if you say stuff, you can like literally get arrested. They had that guy who works on the show, right? Didn't Mike Ward get arrested something?
He got fined, but... Taking to court and everything.
Did he lose like $500,000?
300 million loonies.
700,000, something like that.
And
yeah.
He's paying him off by doing shows here?
Yeah, I think so.
Every check he gets goes right to the fucking...
Do you know how many...
Right to the settlement?
How many labats I could have bought with this money, eh? Shit, huh?
What are you, you're a Canadian Jew?
French Canadian. Wait.
That's a great... Yo, white light. That's a great threesome. That's
well. There's also more
three
people
the funniest
on the
dudes.
Jim Florentine's on the show.
I haven't seen him in years.
Mike Vecchione.
Vecchione's a great comic.
Attell.
Very strong.
Vecchione. I'm doing a show. His podcast. That he's very good.
Remember, Attell showed up with his duffel bag. He just had like a duffel bag with him. Like,
yeah, he always has a duffel bag.
Vecchione got some great jokes.
Yeah, Vecchione knows how to work it. He has long bits. I like long bits. I don't have any of them.
Got a caller?
Go ahead, call.
Favorite Dom Kapoor memory?
No, Barry's just been tapping his coffee cup the whole show.
Oh, yeah. Don't tap your coffee cup. But I was going to actually say something like that, Barry.
It's just nerves.
Sorry. Barry's not good on the wireless.
Saturday, I'll be at the Creek in the Cave. I love that spot. Saturday.
You remember when actually was a creek in a cave there?
Ba-dum-bum.
There was a cave, and a creek ran by it, and they're like, why don't we open a place here, a settlement?
I said, you can barely believe it, because bears live in caves.
At this point, it doesn't even matter. Barry, the fans love you, though.
Yeah. Brian, you do stand-up?
No, but I'd host some shows, and that's things of that nature.
Gotcha.
Things of that nature.
I live off my investments, Charles Schwab account.
Are you hosting a thing on November
12th with Robert Klein at the Gotham Comedy Club?
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. Gotcha. Laugh for sight.
How come they don't wheel him out and he has to thank Lorne Michaels?
Dude, Robert Klein did a great. I saw him last year. He kills.
He's about 80 now, right?
But is it funny or are they just killing?
No, he's funny.
Robert
Klein? He's got a lot of energy.
He's all coked up.
His Watergate stuff is as fresh now as it was in 1975.
How about that Iran Contra?
Yeah, Woodward
that
and
stuff
Burns.
Never dies.
Yeah, guys, can you believe Hawaii's a state? Man, surf's up.
Me and Klein were neighbors back in the day in L.A.
Okay, that's cool.
Lived in the same apartment. We lived in the same apartment.
No, you didn't.
Me and Klein. He lived downstairs. I was room 2, door 206. He was 106, one flight down.
Is that Day of the Locust? Like, what are we talking about?
That's where you shipped out the Iwo Jima?
He's getting a kick out of it. You don't want to talk about his life, but he's a good audience member.
Yeah, he's an audience member. What year was that? What year of our Lord? Is that before the Pearl Harbor?
That's when he was married to the opera bitch.
Ah, she was miserable. And he made her live in an apartment with you?
Yep. We lived in the Oakwood Garden Apartments, and you wouldn't believe
in a valley?
In Sherman Oaks, exactly.
How much is a two-bedroom? I love an old guy's telling me.
You would not believe. Two-bedroom.
A nickel.
I lived with my cousin. We had a two-bedroom.
Some apartment.
Can I finish any of these?
Please,
sentences?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
400, we split it down the middle. That would make it how much each?
Are
you good at math?
Well, you were in Robert Klein in the same apartment with your cousin, or he was downstairs?
No, he had his own place.
Robert Klein was one floor down.
So, Twitter
and Martin Mull lived there. A few celeb types.
Wow. Fresh off Fernwood tonight?
He was doing Mary Hartman. Was he in Mary Hartman?
No, he was on Fernwood Tonight.
Yeah, that's
like
the one he was. Martin Mull.
So what year was this? The 70s?
75 or something?
Exactly.
And you were in show business then?
No. I started.
And he's in now.
I started stand up in 94.
Yeah, but what were you.
Sense.
What doesn't make sense?
What are you doing in Sherman Oaks in the 70s?
You're name dropping Robert Klein and Martin Mull. You're like, we all live together.
Excuse me, Brian. Yes, just because I lived in L.A. doesn't mean I have to be in show business.
What were you doing? What else was out there back then in the 70s?
Coke dealer in that apartment building.
I moved to L.A. because of personal issues, and I moved from Brooklyn to L.A., and little did I know, all the stand-ups were going to L.A. in the 70s. It was like the place to be.
Because Johnny Carson. It was all getting on the
Tonight
Show.
And the Comedy Store with
Fritz. No, but it was Johnny. But they went out there to get on Johnny Carson.
And
once he moved.
Once he moved,
they all went out there.
And the Comedy Store.
Yeah, because that's where they went to get. That was the best club. So, but why were you out there? Can you not tell us?
Like I said, I had personal issues, and I packed up, and I moved clear
like
across
43
the country.
43 years ago, you
from
can't tell
Brooklyn?
Us.
From Brooklyn?
From
moved
Brooklyn to L.A.
To Sherman Oaks.
No, first another town in the valley to live with.
Don't tell us, don't smear that town.
It was a town, a section of the valley called Winnetka, and I lived with my uncle and his second wife.
How many cousins you got out there?
I don't know. I'm so lost in this stupid story.
My uncle is dead now. My whole family is dead. My whole family is dead.
How would he be alive?
This lame brain is getting a kick out of yo.
Come on, don't
yell at our. He's a friend of the show.
He laughs at anything. This time.
He's just Brian's being a little silly, but you know that's what he's.
You didn't have to say your personal. What did you do for work out there? Can you at least tell us that?
Basically, drove a taxi. Yeah.
So you drove a taxi for 20 years in L.A.?
So you had a long fare?
I'm following the Dodgers. Let's go.
Take me to Sherman Oaks. But we're in Brooklyn. Just go.
I've lived in L.A. only 5-6 years.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
Kevin, when I moved out there, I hated that town, man. Ooh, did I hate L.A.
Everybody hates L.A.
Ooh, I hated it. But I've been back since I'm in the business, or sort of on the perimeter.
When you go there now, you still hate it?
I love L.A. now.
Yeah, because all the bitches, right?
I love it.
Now they've like built roads and stuff, too, so it's easier to get around.
Was the Sherman Oaks Mall there when you lived there, or it was not yet built?
I don't do malls like...
Well, you don't have to do it,
husbands
but
like you.
Did you notice it? It's right on 101 where the 405 hits 101.
I'm not a mall dude.
There's a Banana Republic there, the cruisiest dressing rooms. My God.
I'll be at a mall tonight at Levity Live, actually.
I thought it...
What's the name of that mall? I'm going to hang out Kevin. I'm going to hang out there.
Oh, you're just going to go? Even though you got fired, you're going to go anyway?
Yeah, because they may throw me a bone and go up there and shit for no pay.
Throw him a bone.
You know this business... You know, this business sucks. You know that, Kevin.
I really do. No one has to tell me more than you. But listen, so I've never done that where I've got fired from a gig. But I know people who do that. I know a guy was doing warm-up on Letterman. They fired him. He kept showing up.
Eddie Brill?
No, Eddie Brill never got fired. But I think the guy that Eddie replaced, the guy would just kept showing up. And then they didn't know what the fuck to do, you know?
That's like showing up at your girlfriend's like wedding or something. Just kind of standing.
No, that's like your girlfriend breaks up, and you just come over and pick her up.
Come over,
and
keep honking in front of the house. Hey, remember my cab driver? You're losing Martin Mull.
Oh my God, Martin fucking Mull. Why are they all living in that building? I don't get it.
I don't know. I'm asking
Kevin and Brian. You cannot Barry believe Ribs. For 400, you could not believe what you would get at this Oakwood Apartments.
But they were not on a budget. Martin Mull was already famous, and Robert Klein was one of the best comics in the country. He's living in your building?
Did it have
a pool? Was that a pool?
It had everything, yo.
Damn. It's a massage room? Because I can't see them living with you and your cousin. If they're making the bank.
Well, if I may be able to answer, because
yeah,
you're on our.
Yeah, we have 9 minutes left. You may do.
We're like all over the map with this.
It's compelling. I think you're our best guest now.
The Oakwood Apartments is a transient. You know that word, right?
Transient sort of place.
There's a G in the word.
So if you just want a place for a couple of weeks or 4 weeks,
I know what it means.
You're transient.
Yeah.
Could we see if they're still open? Garrett.
Oakwood Garden Apartments.
They probably changed the name.
They're on the West Coast. They're in Phoenix also, but I think the name changed.
It'd be great if they have a thing online, Martin Mull's picture there, and Robert Klein.
What town?
Sherman Oaks,
California.
By the Sportsman's Lodge.
We had Ruth Brown, who was an old blues.
Oh, you stay at the Sportsman's Lodge?
Yeah, I know the place.
I just stay there.
They still there.
They put me up there one time, and I'm like... And I tell stay there. He goes, yeah, it's not great. But it's under construction. I go, can I get the fuck out of here? I go, my wife's coming to meet me. She's going to have a fucking meltdown at this fucking Sportsman's Lodge. Right?
I lived there for about 5 years.
Oh, so.
Is that it?
Yeah. What's that?
The Oakwood Apartments.
Is that ringing a bell for you?
Oakwood Apartments. No.
Like look at the Dead Sea Scrolls.
It says 4444 Hazeltine Avenue, Sherman Oaks.
It ring a bell?
No, this is something else. It's like
showing a guy who's in Vietnam to see if he has PTSD.
It was called Oakwood
PTSD.
It was called Oakwood Garden Apartment. Okay. He missed the garden there. I think the garden's the key word.
Can we get a Google map, please? Just kidding. Can you imagine?
I just can't.
I don't understand. So would you see Martin Mull and Robert Klein like at the pool and stuff?
Exactly. Okay. You are so quick, Brian.
Were they working on bits and stuff? How about this?
Yeah, that's looking more like it.
All right.
That's looking more like it.
But maybe they painted it in the last 50 years.
I doubt it, actually.
So it's a different color.
That's looking a little bit, right? It's looking sort of like that, yeah.
The thing in L.A., they look beautiful because it's always sunny.
And a palm tree.
So you're like, what a beautiful place. And then you go there, you're like...
Everything's weather-beaten.
It doesn't rain. It's like a fucking, you see these homeless guys, you see dogs, they're like, it's just like when you see a homeless guy, you're like, when's the last time you took a shower? That's how you feel about LA, because it never gets rinsed off. No. So it's just like, everything just has this like fucking weird, like, ugh.
And everything's stucco because everything's constantly kind of moving. So it's like, that's why you don't see wood houses out there or brick houses.
Like, because
of
the earthquakes?
Because of earthquakes, yeah. There's always tremors. Like, even when there's, yeah. You can't feel them, but everything's...
So the stucco, if it breaks, like, they don't care because they just rebuild
it? Patch it up, whatever. Yeah. Get some fucking Mexican in
there.
But
it's just so weird. And then on Wilshire, they have these high rises. What's going to happen when they have an earthquake there? The Jews don't care?
They're
actually Persians, right?
Yeah, they're all Persians now, yeah.
Because that's that show...
Terahangeles.
What's that show they're doing on...
Persian pussies on parade.
No, the something of it's like one of those reality shows.
Oh, it's
but
like
all...
yeah, it's bless you.
Me. We're still on the air, Barry.
You're not supposed to sneeze for
an
hour.
You know that show I'm talking about? The something of the
Persian
Shahs or something.
The Shahs of
Beverly Hills.
The Shahs of Beverly Hills.
Something like that.
That's still on.
The Shahs of Sunset.
Yeah.
The Shahs of Sunset.
Yeah, and it's like a Bravo show. And I think it's been on a bunch of years now.
Andy Cohen is like, I've got a great idea. Let's make a gay show about gay people in Persia. They live in West Hollywood.
Yeah, to show I'm not
let me click on that.
To show that we're open minded, we're gonna have some non Jews. But I'm sure they're Jews.
They're all pretending, Jews.
No, they're Jews.
Persians are Jews over there.
Oh, they are?
Most of them, yeah.
I thought they were like Jews playing
Persians. No,
because
the Shah expelled them all.
You know
what?
The
Shah was like, if you're Jewish, I mean, when the Shah went down, they said, you got to leave, all of you. So they made them keep all their Jewish money in Iran then, and then they came to all their Jewish money. I saw my grandmother at Thanksgiving. But
getting their Jew money.
They get their Jew money. Putting
their Jew money into piles and counting it.
And they made all the Persian Jews leave, and they all went to L.A. because there's, like, nice weather.
And they kept their money. They
started new businesses and, like, created this incredible economy for
themselves. No, also, they like it because it reminds them of the Middle East. It's dry and hot.
It's dry and hot, yeah. So. Yeah, but the Persians are everywhere over
talking
there.
Talking about that Shah or the Beverly Hills whatever.
Yep.
You know that shot they have in all those reality shows, that testimonial shot where they have the individual talking to somebody?
Sure, right.
That is the most depressing thing to watch. I was just in a hotel because I did a one-nighter out of town.
Okay, what part of town?
I was in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's the gay capital of the East Coast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where was it again?
Like, you don't know.
Northampton, Massachusetts. It's Lesbian Village.
Yeah, right. It's by the five colleges that are right there. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, Holy Cross and all that shit.
And I did my lesbian joke, and they loved it.
What is it? Oh, you got to hear it.
I got to do my set on
can you
air.
Just do the lesbian
no, they
got
to come to the creek in the cave.
No, do it. Give them a taste.
Come on.
Well, I say I love the lesbians. I want to thank them for taking some of the ugly bitches off our hands.
It's and it,
I've gotten a standing O on that shit.
No,
that's another taste for
Derek
nobody
Gaines,
to
Derek
fucking
Gaines,
come.
Derek Gaines does a similar joke about it's fine. I already told you this, right?
Black girl, black guys.
No, taking what black people have done for the culture.
Right.
They invented jazz, peanut butter, and they took ugly, fat white girls off your hands.
That's like Greer Barnes is, too, right?
What does Greer say?
Greer Barnes, he says...
Greer's doing it himself, manually.
It's very...
That's all he has, like, five baby mamas from five different...
Go ahead.
Not beautiful white girls,
like,
you know what I'm
fours?
Saying?
Fours?
Ugh, he wishes.
You stack them. If you stack them, they're fours.
Yeah, but they're biracial, so they still have a chance.
Okay. Well.
But he says something about, he does the same. He does the same 20 minutes. You see him more than me now.
He never does. I never see him do a joke about white women. What's he say? Or lesbians?
No, about fat white women or something.
I've never
they
seen
cry
him.
Or something. I forget what it is.
Well, it sounds like it's killing.
I'm trying to remember my jokes.
They cry or something. I don't know. I'm paraphrasing.
Hey, you know those fat white bitches? They cry a lot. All right, folks, our next comic.
All right, we
got to
wrap it up because
thanks for. Thank you for accommodating with the taping today. Because
this hour went fast.
Yeah, you really got to thank the crew.
Yeah,
they went fast.
They've been working all morning, so they need a break before the Anthony Cumia show,
which is coming up,
starts. So anyway, shout out to all the Jews. I don't know if Jews not going to pay $9 a month for anything. Anyway, so we don't have to thank them because they're not listening.
Big nose cream. Stupid.
Anyway, we're kidding. We love the Jews. You almost have to in this business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Lorne Michaels, thanks for everything. Thanks for firing me.
Thanks.
And thanks for bringing my brother on the show. Lauren, I couldn't have done it without you. Hey, I'm 96. Lauren, what did you want me to say? I can't. She was so against saying it because she knew it was a lie. She didn't even fucking say it. She just didn't say anything. That should have like 10 billion hits.
Cautionary
and Lauren's
tale.
Like,
Yeah, great.
Good enough, old lady.
Just do one more of those, everybody. So it's
so
suck
sad.
My yeah. dick, bitch.
Isn't it sad? Barry, so you're at Creek in the Cave tomorrow or this weekend?
This Saturday, Creek in the Cave, and Sunday at Broadway Comedy Club, 9 o'clock.
Where's terrific. Broadway Comedy Club?
On Broadway?
53rd Street and 8th Avenue
in
Manhattan.
It's not close to Broadway. It's actually between 8th and 9th. It's not even close to Broadway.
My God, it just doesn't get any better. All right, I'm at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Remember, November 12th, Gotham Comedy Club. Come see me host a fucking blind benefit for blind
with
people.
Robert Klein and Martin Mull.
Robert Klein and Martin Mull.
And everybody else from the Oakwood yeah, apartment.
Oakwood apartment sponsored by.
We're going to have a memorial.
We're trying to raise money to put corrective tape on the stairs, folks, so we can get a seeing eye dog for Martin Mull because his mustache got in his eyeballs. Brian
Kevin
McCarthy, interview show at BrianMcCarthy.com.
Of course, Kevin Brennan. I'm one of the legends in the game.
Yep.
And
thanks for having me, Kevin.
Thank
it's
you, Barry.
Always a pleasure. Kevin Brennan,
Brian.
666 on the Twitter, on the Instagram, Facebook. Go to my website, KevinBrennanComedian.com. Shout out to Bruce at Hudson Web Development. And I'll be at, I'll be at Poughkeepsie this Saturday, the 22nd, with me and Gino and Aaron. Some of the hottest names in the game.
No doubt.
And also I'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights in October 5th or 6th. 5th and 6th, that Friday, Saturday. I should get the dates right. But anyway, is that Friday, Saturday in Hasbrook Heights,
I'll be busy also.
New Jersey.
So,
yeah, I'll, yeah, maybe I'll do a guest set, Barry.
I'll be busy.
If you drop somebody off.
I'm going to Binghamton.
Binghamton. Speaking of wild dogs. All right, thanks
again. How do you get booked in Binghamton? We try not to. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.